With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. For many, Social Security is a critical component of retirement and often complicated. For farmers, Social Security raises more questions, including benefits, earnings, what counts as wages, and the cash renting of farmland. Experts recommend using several sources to support your retirement, including savings, Social Security, and working part-time, perhaps on the farm. AARP's Sean Voskel says it's important, though, to get good advice.
For farmers who are often land rich and cash poor and may not have traditional retirement funds, Social Security benefits are a big part of retirement planning. How your farm is taxed and set up as a business affects your Social Security benefits. And it's just one piece of the retirement, succession, and estate plan for farmers. Bring up Social Security conversations with your accountant and financial planner to find out what mix of options are available for you.
Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission reported a surge in scams involving fake Social Security Administration employees.
You might get a call saying there's a cost of living increase in your benefits. You just have to verify your name, date of birth, and Social Security number. And armed with that, scammers can hijack your account. If you get a call out of the blue from the Social Security Administration, it's probably a scam. It's really best to hang up.
Head to AARP.org for more information. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.